life, universe, and everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Again, and welcome to the Spirit Work Show, the metaphysical and spiritual show with a difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
I'm Mick Avery. Hi.
And we are mediums, healers, and authors who have chosen to serve humanity through our gifts of spirit communication. And on this show, we focus on education. Through mixed deep trance mediumship, we are able to bring you the truths as to the nature of your existence direct from the other side of life. And on today's show, we'll be discussing self-awareness. This is a continuation of the program, but it will be a different topic. So don't think that it's a repeat. And every show, every show stands alone. So anyway, if you'd like to join us, we'd love to hear from you. The number is toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international callers, it's not toll-free, but the number, nevertheless, is 001-530-876-3222.
Hi, I'm Nick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com, every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, we have another radio show, which is Spirit Teaching. You can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, book and Akashic reading, we suggest you go visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com and also live at www.spiritsworkradio.com. Each week, live on the show, I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for a group of highly evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. Gregory himself had an earth life in the early 1700s in England, but now he has come back to share the vast insights and wisdom he has gained access to with those of us still on the earth. And I have to do that right now, go and have an out-of-body experience so that we can get on with the show. So without further ado, I'm going to hand you back to Sylvie, and she's going to explain more. She's going to take over the rest of the show, and that's going to be it. Lights out for me. All right, then.
Thank you, Mick.
Thanks, then. Bye.
Gregory is a spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, who consists of scientific minds of all description, along with ordinary people. They're an educational team and have come to give us access to information that we need to know in order that we may move toward a more peaceful and harmonious way of life. To understand the nature of our existence and hopefully save our world from the negative spiral we seem to be caught in. When Mick is in trance, his spirit and his consciousness are transported and held by the scientific members of the White Cloud Group so that we can enjoy the complete personality of Gregory. This means there's no room for errors because interpretation doesn't come into it. The spirit communicator isn't taking words from Mick's mind. And so this helps for pure communication. As Mick said, you can find out more about us from our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And if you would like an Akashic reading, or if you're interested in an Akashic reading, go on to our Akashic reading page from www.spirit-teaching.com and have a look at that. We do trance readings with Gregory, which is basically your Akashic book is your Akashic records, which is your book of life. So basically we Gregory gives you a reading from that, and you can find out all sorts of wonderful things, like what soul group you're from, who your doorkeeper and guides are, anything to do with your spiritual gifts, and basically to help you along your pathway to discover your true pathway, basically, to, you know, why you're here and what you're supposed to be doing. So do have a look. We do have some reductions on our readings, particularly our hour reading, which is very good value. So anyway, if you've thought of it, take the opportunity now and just drop us a line at enq@spirit-teachings.com. Hello?
Yes, hello. Hello?
Oh, hello. Yes. So anyway, well, we were just going to start the show, but, well, did you, hello, what was it that you phoned up for?
No, I can wait. I know he's getting into a trance right now, right?
Oh, okay, right. Okay, hold on a second then.
Yeah, take your time.
Anyway, so once again, if you have a question for Gregory regarding our show topic, the number to call is toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227, Canada 888-815-9756. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friends. With love and light and blessings be upon your pathway. Yes.
Okay. All right, then. So, hello, what is your name?
Jackie.
Hello, Jackie. What did you want to talk about?
Well, Gregory's voice has just made me feel very happy, first of all.
Well, thank you.
I can tell you're a very joyous spirit. But I'm calling about my own spiritual path, and there are so many shifts and changes coming on in the world right now that it's almost like you have to hold on tight to your spiritual path and reinforce it so strongly.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what you have to say about that.
Yes, absolutely, my dear friend. Thank you so much. The situation is, of course, this is all to do with self-awareness, all to do with the path. Yes, quite so. Many people hang on tight quite simply because oftentimes it can be, in doing this, you are actually suppressing much of what you created. And part of the problem that we are seeing at this time, I am well aware of the fact that many people in physical life are in great turmoil, particularly to do with, in such difficult times, in trying to hold on to one's belief or one's faith or one's value of now, value of who they feel that they are. And it can oftentimes be that people in this state feel very challenged about life. What I have to say, my dear friend, is that it appears the issuance of various energies, most of what you have to combat are negatives, are situations of problems which arise quite simply because of unhappiness, of fear, of different kinds of negative value which naturally appear to be very difficult for human beings in physical states to tackle and deal with. They are not used to such inclement eddies, such ways of life that tend to try to make people unseat themselves, lose sight of who they are and why they exist. My dear friend, what all beings have to try to do is to come together to understand these simple truths. These simple truths exist that quite simply, you move through life and you try to take responsibility and respect for what you create, whilst all around you, you see people losing their respect and create only a detriment to their life. Part of this field of vision is not some dramatic earth change or shift. What it is to do with is humanity's perception of self, their own morality.
Mm-hmm.
If you as a being need to remain in close contact with your spirit. That is the first and foremost test of anyone's physical life. Most negativity is created through lack of contact with the spirit.
Yeah.
So the more contact that you make with your spirit, and that's not to say that you become a dim person, it's not to say that you don't venture out, but that you understand, so long as you practice exactly who you are and why you are here,
mm-hmm.
if you have that understanding, then you yourself will rise above these negative energies. Even, my dear friend, if you were plagued by direct energy from the negative world,
mm-hmm.
it will be that you can rise above those selfish situations, attitudes that other people have.
Mm-hmm.
So what you really need to remember is to keep that affixed in your mind, that you will overcome adversity, that you can overcome purely and simply because tomorrow is going to be another day, and the things that happened today, you do not have to carry over tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The remembrance is really and in truth that if you leave the pathway of your memories of your past to do with what happened yesterday, so many people keep that energy with them and forget to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly let go of those issues of negativity that you have, you will learn to rise above the negative states of pollution that happen at this time. And remember, friends, that if you communicate that you can overcome these negatives, it's not an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
You're not painting yourself into a bubble of illusion so that you just pretend that you are doing this. What you are actually doing is attracting positive reflection within your life. Therefore, you raise your vibration, you keep it buoyant, so you are able to become freer of the past thoughts and delusions that lock you into the prism of life.
Yes, I agree. I don't know how you could know what to say to me that would be so concrete, because you don't know my situation, but it was perfect.
Oh, I do.
It was perfect. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you ever so much for your call.
You are welcome, my dear friend.
Thank you very
bless
much.
You here.
All right.
Bless
bye-bye.
You. God bless.
Okay, so... what would you like to start? You were going, well, actually, you take it away now. Where do you want to go from here, Gregory?
Self-awareness. What is self-awareness? Each one of us takes the sample of their own life and says, I am aware. Who proclaimed it? You do. If you are not aware, you do not proclaim it, because you are unaware of the possibility that you could be self-aware.
Exactly. If you don't know that there is more to know,
if you don't know,
go and seek it, will you?
Exactly. If you do not know there is more to now, how do you know that you have reached the limit of now? If you are searching for an enlightenment, is the problem of your search that you continue to deny that you've reached it?
Well, how do you know when you've got there?
Part of what you feel that you should be proclaiming at the point of enlightenment is supreme happiness, perhaps. Maybe not. Perhaps when you find true enlightenment and discover the secret of Om or One or the state of being, how are you going to react? Do you know how you're going to react? Of course not. Because you haven't been there yet. Or maybe you have, but you've actually denied that you've been there. So many people, we will come to that in a moment, so many people look at what they think that they've become and deny that they were ever happy.
Okay, hello caller, what's your name?
My name is Karina.
Oh, hi, Karina.
Hello, friend.
What would you like to speak to Gregory about?
Well, I wanted to ask if he knew what soul, if he could give me any information. I know this personal, like on my soul group or where I'm from.
Oh, right. Okay, well, this sort of thing is actually something that we do in our Akashic readings, which you have to book up for.
You have to have, my dear friend, the information that we would have to have would be that we would need your birth date and your birth name. The reason for this is so that we can accurately locate your soul group. Your soul group is significant to your birth name, and so it tells us, allows us to see your pathway as to where you actually came from. It's not something that we normally relate to, but simply by giving us these details, we are then, in effect, you are giving us permission to do that. No one can just simply walk in to discover where your soul group is, or to actually find that information without, first of all, having your birth date and name, and also by discovering this pathway, they need to have your permission to do that. So there are two different aspects to it, and that is what we need to do in order to find it. It usually takes us, it's not something that's instantaneous. It takes us to do research in order to accurately plot your soul's path, your spirit path, and where you actually hailed from. It's to do with your vibration index, and how your energy fluctuates tells us exactly what soul spirit you are, you see?
Yes, I know it's complicated.
Yes. No, I don't mean it to be complicated, really, please believe me. I am just...
Yeah. But
really
this is why that we can't really do it on... We do sometimes the odd Akashic reading show, but not very often because of all the work that Gregory has to do prior to that, and I have to get people's names and that sort of thing, dates of birth beforehand, because we can't just do it phoning up on the night, unfortunately. So basically, we're talking about self-awareness tonight, sort of in a general way. But
yes, and with the Akashic reading, we generally need 24 hours, I believe, in your Earth time,
yeah,
for us to be able to locate your Akashic book.
Well, can I ask a personal question without giving my birthday?
Without giving the birth date.
Right. This is not a soul question. But I've been... this is my question, and if you can answer it. I've been getting an awful lot of... activity in my room at night. I mean, it's something I've experienced, you know, in my lifetime forever. But this seems to be of a very different energy. And I didn't know if you could tell me if it was related to... multi-dimensional activity, or for if it was just something unusual that was going on. I just wanted to know if you could give any input on that.
Okay.
I understand. Yes.
Gregory's just tuning in to you at the moment to see what he can pick up.
So this situation, my dear friend, are you saying this makes you feel uneasy about?
I have to say that I'm recognizing it as a completely different energy. And, of course, I deal with protection, but it's different. It doesn't feel negative, but I must say it is different and unknown to me.
Very well. I understand, my dear friends, that what you really need to do is to make sure that any interactive that happened with you, you unfortunately are a bit of an open book at this time. So what that means to say, friend, is that your light is on whether there's anyone home or not. This means to say that you can be attractive. I know, of course, that you would want to be, but I'm saying, though, that this can also be a situation which is problematic, quite simply because for many people who leave, who entertain such situations of interactivity, whether ultra-dimensional or intradimensional, it means to say that you are leaving yourself at variance. Now, it may well be that what you should do, and what I would suggest to you that you do, is that you ask for these energies to make themselves known to you within a specific session, so that you gain control of the environment. What is happening at this time is that you are not taking that control. So therefore, it does mean that there is a propensity, a possibility, that these energies may also not be who you feel it is. I am not suggesting to you that this is a negative overture. However, if you do not directly communicate with the energy who is making their presence felt with you, then you have to rely solely upon the discretion of this energy as to whether they come through to you in a positive form or not. I know full well that you have already said that you are not detecting any negative eddies within this energy. In this respect, friend, I have to say that this is a situation that people oftentimes can leave themselves open to, quite simply because they think, oh, well, that's quite all right then. If I am not getting any negative response from this, or I feel that this situation is perfectly all right, then I just allow it to continue. And then what you have is a build-up of energy, which then depends entirely upon what it is that you're doing with it. Why are you getting these kinds of communications? Usually come about, and in your instance, because of the fact that this may be a non-reflective work. That means to say that you need to use the energy, or that there is an actual specific reason for the energy to be present. The energy to be present in your life, my dear friend, is quite difficult for me to assess at this time because I do not have those particulars, as I say. However, it does appear to me to be that you need to, and I'm well aware that you say that you make preparations for protection and all of that. I am saying, however, that you need to bring it down to specifics and say to this energy, even out loud, well, I can feel your presence, but I wish you now to leave. And that you do this and say, and I would like you to return at a specific time. And then you will make yourself, prepare yourself for that time. If this energy responds to you in kind, in the way that you wish of it, this always needs to be a test, you see. If you do this, then you are creating a positive response with the energy, and you will then feel more able to bring about communication. Energy is not present just because it wants to look at you or whatever, or wants to be in your vibration. You need to have a face-to-face combat with whatever energy is present in your room. After all, it's your sacred space. It's your own home domicile. So what you need to do is people need to take responsibility for who and what they are, and so do they. Regardless of whatever energies may be present in your room, you need to have control over that emergence. That's not to say that you're power-hungry or egotistical. What it does mean is that all energies, from wherever they come from, need to be reactive and responsive to your needs and desires, quite simply because you're the one who's having a physical experience, and you are the one who needs to be happy with that experience.
Thank you. That's great advice.
Okay.
You are most welcome, my
dear. Well, that's lovely.
God bless upon your journey.
Hope to hear from you again, Karina.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember where you were?
Yes, I was saying, my dear friend, quite simply, self-awareness. People then, if you think you are this person, how are you going to react if you suddenly find out that you're not? If you think that you think with this mind and you get used to, become used to the being that you are, so you have personality traits, ways in which you fight with this or that adversary, and also the calming measures that you instill in your life. Perhaps it's eating a donut or drinking coffee, or perhaps it's doing something like yoga, or maybe meditating. Whatever you do to bring about peace into your life, you are questing. You are questing for awareness. Because you're interacting with your physical world. You're also interacting, of course, with the spirit world, with other ultra-dimensional activity, just like this Lady Karina here. We are always observing how we interact on many different levels, whether we are in the spirit world or whether we are in the physical life. We can see that these different reactions are having palpable interactions with us, that we see and feel exactly the being that we want to be. Or, if we're unhappy with who we want to be, or who we feel we are, what aspect of awareness is really truly going to change it? I may be speaking now, and most of the people who are listening at this present time are thinking, perhaps, in ways of, well, how is this going to affect me? I might not feel this way, or I might just be an ordinary person just going to about my business. Maybe I go to work in the day and I come home and I eat and I'm tired and then I just go to bed. What is my state of awareness? Well, that depends entirely upon how intact you are with yourself, with your spirit. What if you, as a human physical being, do not recognize you have a spirit? Maybe you're a humanist. Maybe you think that everything just ends up like a slab of meat on a counter at the end of your life. I happen to think that there are many, many people who feel that way quite simply because they've had no revelation, no spark of life, because, quite simply, their rationale has become dormant. Then what if it's dormant? Does that mean to say that you no longer have awareness or the possibility of it? No, of course not. All people are enabled, all beings are enabled to make contact with their spirit. It just takes you to close your eyes, or it just takes you to have inspirational creative moments which allow you to come into contact with the immeasurable energy of the universe.
Many people who are on, who are becoming self-aware haven't actually meditated, but nevertheless they have found themselves on the self becoming more aware on this pathway.
Yes.
Okay. So, but you know, we hear it time and time again with people that we speak to on a daily basis. You know, with our readings and that
yes.
sort of thing. That a lot of the problems is that they have become self-aware, but their partner hasn't. They're not on the same pathway.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And there's a diversion. I mean, and that's the sort of thing. So, I mean, you know, people always think that you're trying to change them. And then really, that is what's happening, isn't it? You start off as this couple, maybe, say,
yes.
for instance, and then one starts opening up spiritually. And then there's this parting of the ways. So, I mean, you can't direct people into a spiritual pathway where they don't really want anything to do with that. They don't realize it has anything to do with affecting themselves or their life, possibly.
Yes, or their energy vibration may not even correlate that they have a vibration or an energy.
Yes, so this, I think, is a big problem that I think people would love some help in dealing with.
Yes, many, many people do have these kinds of problems. I completely empathize with it. And I can see quite clearly how these gulfs can arise. Part of this stems from miscommunication or lack of communication.
Hello, caller. Who's speaking?
Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, my dear friend. Hello.
Would you like to talk to Gregory?
Yes. Who's Gregory?
Who's Gregory?
I, my dear friend, used to have a physical life in... I was born in 1705 and passed in 1723. Not a very long life, and I suppose you may be quite possibly trying to understand whether this means that I became ascended during my physical life, or whether it means that my energy is merely dysthoic, and perhaps that maybe the answers or the questions that you seek may try to come from an advantage of having had a physical life, and now I'm perfectly happy creating in the spirit world, just exactly as everyone else does.
So basically, my husband Mick is a trance medium, and this is Gregory. He speaks through him, and we're talking about we're taking general questions really on things that are concerning people about.
I understand.
Yeah.
I don't have a general question. I just thought that the Akashic records were your past lives, the reading of your past lives. Is that correct?
Well, it's the reading of your life, my dear friend. Your life is a continuous progression over millions of years.
Yes.
Much longer than anything to do with humanity. This is something which is to do with the totality of the universe and what your path is within it.
Yeah, but it's not, this isn't what we're doing on the show at the moment. I was just advertising the fact that we do Akashic readings. That you can go onto our website and find out about. Okay. There we are then. Where were we?
I believe she left.
Yes, where were we? Anyway, yes, we were talking about how it becomes that relationships can break down because of the situation of becoming more self-aware.
Yes.
And basically... maybe the things that they had in common just don't connect anymore.
Yes, absolutely so. And quite typically, of course, these kinds of things may arise if the student suddenly finds that they veer off in a sudden direction and perhaps begin using language that the other partner simply doesn't understand.
Well, absolutely.
And a typical example of this could be actually quite frantic for the other partner. And how then are you going to be able to bring the other partner along into this kind of form of understanding, particularly if much of their life is to do with the physical aspects of life, work, and how to keep a roof over the head or something like that, or maybe even just food. So it's the hunter-gathering instinct that human beings have, first and foremost. It's a primal urge, an actual physical need to fulfill.
Well, we still have to have that, though, don't we? Even when we do go along the spiritual pathway, which is another situation that we obviously... need to talk about as well, about what happens to you, you know, when you become more sensitive.
Yes, absolutely.
Really,
so.
Basically, you still have the same interactions with this physical material world and the harshness of it.
Yes.
The survival of it, and yet you're going, you know, sort of more sort of fluffy and light, and you can become a sheep on the lion's pathway, really, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. So the difficulties then obviously arise because you are having a situation of disproportion, because what you see your goal is a divergent goal from your partner, and they feel possibly threatened by your activity. even just because of the fact that you start thinking differently from the person that they thought they had become engaged with or whatever.
So
you do have to be extremely careful.
Friends as well. I mean, that's the
of
other
course.
Thing. It
yes.
tends to alienate you from your friends that you had. And basically, I've found, which I don't know will be helpful to our listeners, but I've found that basically I think you tend to have, you know, you have your two types of friends. You have your friends that are on this pathway and your other friends maybe that you've known for years that you basically don't particularly talk about what you do unless they ask sort of thing and your deep beliefs and concerns now.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
that you can happily... So basically, they think that you're still this normal person and that you haven't gone totally off the rails and that... it hopefully might, some of it might rub off onto them and they might want to seek or they might not, and that's fine too. I mean,
of course, people
say, you know, just because you joined this pathway, say, 20 years ago, it doesn't mean to say that you are a more spiritual, enlightened person than somebody who joins this pathway tomorrow.
No, absolutely not. And but that also becomes part of a problem because many people who are immersed in the pathway of spiritualization, if you like, of becoming in touch with their own awareness of self, doesn't necessarily mean to say that, to begin with, it's all about spirit. You may be a yoga fanatic. You may be someone who is enlightened purely by some other circumstance, nothing whatsoever to do with any religion or faith or sensitivity to do with that, but just to do with your illumination of life. There's a situation of energy that you create around you just by being illuminated by life, creating knowledge about that life.
Stretching the senses, opening up, seeking, on a seeking path, doing something outside of the norm, isn't it?
Yes, and maybe it is to bring inspiration to yourself and to others around you. Perhaps by the understanding and insights that you gain from that life and how you perceive it. Perceptions are often part of the way of fabric to do with relationships. And if you become more perceptive over these currents and situations that happen with energy between the dynamics of yourself and your partner, as this is the situation we're talking about here at this moment in time, it may well be oftentimes as well to do with the relationships of close friends. And quite rightly, as you point out, friend, that it may be that close friends become uneasy with your preoccupation with this kind of awareness attitude. They become actually quite
uncomfortable
with it, yes.
Yeah.
Because they may think that this is something like some sort of a disease that you have.
Well, that you've joined some sort of cult, or it's that sort of, feeling of cult ethic, really, because it sort of almost takes over your life, doesn't it?
Well, in a sense it does.
Your
thoughts. But that's really because what tends to happen is that when people become self-aware, they change their modality. They change the way of thought, how thought is created. Maybe not marginalizing other people, but rather the inference of life, the positivity, the way in which you perhaps create a pathway to change. Maybe the way in which you feel that your tolerances are different now, so that perhaps the thoughts and feelings that you had of how you make a completion of thought, perhaps you were someone who liked to hunt animals before and now you are not. Perhaps you are someone who liked to watch a particular game or something like that, and you change your habits purely and simply because of your growing self-awareness. These can oftentimes bring clashes of problems with the energies that you are involved with, And also not forgetting the fact that self-awareness brings also a different sensitive attitude toward your own feelings and the feelings of others, so that you become more aware when perhaps mother, father, sister, brother becomes spiky.
Yes, absolutely. Can we just go back to a lot of people avoid the spiritual path, or say the awakening path, because they think that they will have to give up some of the things that they think would be termed as materialistic or the trappings of wealth. Do you know what I mean? You know, like, or even maybe like having a good drink and some of the more,
yes.
You know, do you know what I mean?
Yes, you're not joining a monastic order.
Absolutely, but you see, some people do look at it like that, like you have to become some sort of martyr. You know,
And celibate, yes.
Yes, and they even think that it means that they have to go through some sort of suffering and do things for nothing because a spiritual person, you know, wouldn't charge money. You know, they do that for nothing. And
don't forget, friend, the one single thing that's missing in the life is the letter R. That you don't become celibate, you celebrate.
Very good. But they do. This is a big problem. This is a big problem. And you cannot drive people kicking and screaming with you. It's a weird thing, you know. Most people can say, you know, read this book, come and see this film with me, and you'll see what I mean. There's no way of giving this feeling to people, this awareness, this knowing that there is a striving to be had. Do you know what I mean? In a different way to just the normal senses that we have.
Yes. So how then are you, if you are a person who is feeling more aware of your surroundings and of life, of the energies of an individual one or a collective group, how are you going to say, well, I feel this energy and it doesn't feel right to me? You cannot walk up to a person in the street or in your own neighborhood, particularly if you live in a difficult place, so a place that has extreme negative energy, and say, you are thinking negative thoughts. I can see this because of the energy around you is all dystoic and frit.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to be able to turn that energy around so that it is introspective, or maybe looking outside of self to try to gauge a different reaction? Because the problem is that you will come up against many, many human beings who are fraught with their negative energy, and that it's become something of a drug to them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a kind of a strange interdependence of a negative state. Maybe it is that they have a low vocabulary threshold. Maybe it is that they use a vulgar language, brutal language,
mm-hmm.
in order to scribe what they're doing, and actually speak that scribing language at the time they're doing it, like they're running some kind of commentary on their life, making people aware of how negative they are. This is a situation which then tends to come uppermost. Not that the person keeps silent and just behaves in a certain way, but they're actually vocalizing on it too.
Mm-hmm.
That's an extremely difficult situation to overcome. Quite simply, it could be any ordinary person in any street that you walk along. And it could be quite simply that this energy comes about because of lack of will. Lack of will, why? Because maybe they have become that way as a result of lack of will of others, or as a result of impending power over them by others. You have to remember that every single life has come to this point of your meeting depending entirely upon their journey, dependent entirely upon other people's interactions with them, how they have laid upon them their own judgments and decisions, and how they've reacted to it is the sum total of what you see now. So when you see an angry being in the street, for whatever reason their anger creates, it's because of their interaction so far with this life to this point, that somewhere along this interaction has created a negative instant which their physical body chemistry has reacted to chemically. You are all chemical beings, whether you like it or not, and how you react in your physical life is a chemical way. So when you think in terms of becoming self-aware, what is it that you truly aspire? It is that you gain recognition by one thing only, you're not alone. The next thing that you have is that you're physically not alone, that you recognize that there is energy around you. That energy comes from somewhere, is created by something, and is going somewhere. So either you harbor it, and you locate it, and you generate it yourself. So it's either coming from elsewhere to you, ultra-dimensionally, extra-dimensionally. Maybe it's coming from your own energy as a reflection, or it's coming from somebody else's energy who was there before you. All of these different sensitivities arise because of your sensitive awareness created by your gifts of spirit.
So basically, would you say that maybe the person that you would like to share this spiritual path with, that you have so far shared your pathway with, and would you say the best thing to do is to just, by example, of let them see how this new pathway is affecting you, you know, rather than trying to bring them on board in the first place anywhere and try to get on as best as possible?
Yes, absolutely so. But I would also say that the struggle usually comes when one individual who maybe is on the pathway actually decides that they want to instruct the other person as to what pathway they should be on. This then creates a gulf, an immediate gap between you, because the power changes. You become perhaps in the relationship, it may well be that it changes the dynamic, alters it completely, maybe even turns it on its head, particularly, of course, to do with ordinary monogamous-type relationships where you have a situation of perhaps, shall we say, it's the female of the member of the family who is then confronted by the husband or whatever who is the person who is going out to work. I know that many couples, both of them work. I'm not suggesting that that's a different state of affairs here. It may just be that one is on a certain pathway and is failing to see who they really truly could be, and the other is beginning to awaken to that pathway and possibility. So what are you going to create here? You have to have a bridge, a link between you, that enables this life to be able to become conclusive and inclusive of one another. Otherwise, if you don't, you run the risk of having a two-tier family, so that perhaps you may be the person within one particular track, and what's actually happening is that your spouse is not actually coming along with it. You haven't brought them along in the same idiom, in the same idea, quite simply because they're concentrating on something else. Maybe they're concentrating on the children and their welfare or their well-being. Maybe it is that they're firmly rooted in the physical now, quite simply because they haven't got time to be in the spirit awareness situation and sensitivity. Opening up to these different kinds of sensitivities are perhaps what you need to talk about, first of all. Talk about, discuss, communicate what you are each aware of to do with your own energy, to do perhaps with the energy rationale that is primal between you, the energy of love.
Absolutely, but then again, we know from experience, Gregory, that some, you know, people don't want to talk about that if they're not on it. You know, it's like, well, why do I want to talk about that? I'm still here with you, aren't I? We've been married for, you know, 30 years or whatever
yes.
it is. Why would I need to talk about that? You see, and the thing is, even talking about that to somebody who is, let's say, the person that's not on the self-awareness pathway, would not see the point of doing that, basically. Why would they? They can't express themselves in that in the same way because they don't know the emotions that haven't been uncovered within them for that to come out.
Yes, but that's why I'm saying, you see, that communication is the key to this. If you, as a human physical being, do not communicate the differences which are occurring, the changes in lights you are seeing, the changes in energy that you are seeing. I'm not saying that you want to download all of this material of awareness onto your partner willy-nilly, simply expecting him to accept or her to accept what it is that you are going through. I'm saying, however, that if there that you are taking it upon yourself that genuine love exists, or that the energy between you is harmonic and not compromising. Therefore, what you are doing is you are creating harmonic bandwidths between you which are supplicant, which are communicative. You need to maintain that energy of communication. So, if it be, for example, that you are wanting not to change this person, but you want them to understand where you are coming from, then you would perhaps talk about these things, but just in a very simple ways. It's then going to be up to their understanding and up to their compromise. If they like the energy they feel coming from you, does not that mean to say that they will happily just accept your changed attitude? If they were unhappy with it, they might become fractious or negative to do with that. They are negative usually because out of fear or lack of knowledge. Lack of knowing. They think it's going to interfere with their life relationship with you.
Well, absolutely. It's an out of control feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's almost like, well, hang on a minute. This is more than a hobby. This is getting scary now because I can see another side to my partner that I never saw before.
And I don't like this.
And I don't like this.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because it takes the wheels from under them.
Yes. And you can understand that. But it's... I mean, the fact that you're listening to this show now, folks, is you know, because the whole station, obviously, is about spirituality of one particular kind or another, is proof that that mankind is interested in spiritual growth and why we exist and that sort of thing. And I think it's all down to that as well a lot, really, isn't it? Is if people aren't interested in why we exist, and or if they think that entails... In searching for why we exist, that it entails that they've got to become engulfed in some religion or other because they, you know, that's always been a part of the answer, so say, since you're a child.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's another reason why people would shy away from opening up spiritually and becoming self-aware.
Yes, oftentimes it would be. I know it's not that way for many people who are steeped in religion and faith, and have that as a cornerstone to their life plan and purpose. However, for many people, it has been perhaps the one single element which has turned them away from themselves. Don't forget that many people who are actually within a particular pathway or other, it may well be that they have already rejected those kinds of thoughts and feelings. And so for anyone in their close environment to then suddenly adopt these thoughts or something similar, it all suddenly becomes lumped into the one box. It's all gifts on the same horse.
Yeah, absolutely. But a lot of people also are... Oh, actually, we've only got a minute. No, actually, we really... Actually, we run out of time just about. So
oh, very well.
That's okay, but there's so many different arms of this that we need to cover to hopefully help people in this situation. As I say, we know from first-hand experience, from our readings and from many other interactions that we get with people, that this is a problem. And, of course, it's not that we were never without this, this ourselves in our lives. So, to get where we've got now, we've been through and still do go through many, because there's the family situation, the love situation, the relationship situation, and all of the dynamics that go to that when one of you starts to change, basically. So hopefully we can run through many, many things next Monday.
It's not really like having a gremlin in the family.
Yeah, tell the family that, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And how you deal with these situations, okay. Wonderful. Okay, thank you very much, Gregory.
Blessings, my dear friend.
God bless.
Until next time.
And we hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for your phone calls. And we will be continuing on with this subject next Monday. So hopefully that we can help you, and hopefully it's been of benefit now, and that we are with you again this Thursday. And we're going to be talking about gifted children this Thursday. So if you have any questions that you would like to ask Gregory about that, maybe something that is firsthand that is bothering you. Like I say, it's not a reading as such, but really we can help you with situations like that. That's wonderful. Anyway, my name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. Do visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.